right. Thank you very much. Our podcast today is scores for week number 24, scores ending February 18. We do have a 300 game to report today. We have some scores from the BAM Youth League. All of our adult leagues for the Greater Highland USBC are now completed. All of the standings for all of our tournaments are on our website, greaterhighlandbowling.com, and click on the particular tournament where you'd like to see the standing sheets. We do have one more tournament coming up for our youth. The Highland Association has invited the West Michigan Bowling Association, which is the Muskegon, Hart, Scottsville area, for those youth bowlers to join us for a youth singles tournament coming up on March 19, Sunday, and March 26. The squad teams on both of those Sundays will be at 1 o'clock. Northland Lanes will be the host for the tournament. For the youth, we're going to do a four-game tournament. We're going to let them throw out their low score and take the highest three plus their handicap, and that will be the total for the tournament for the Youth City tournament coming up March 19 and March 26. Let's take a look at the youth high scores from BAM this past week. Aiden Sin had a high game of 211. Micah Faga with a 197, and Alexander Curry with a 177. Scratch High Series, Aiden Sin with a 561, Micah Faga with 525, and Alexander Curry with a series of 444. Let's take a look at the high scores for week number 24 for the ladies first. Dawn Chamberlain from Thursday Night Misfits with a 257. Courtney Garverlink from Northland Select, 256. Jordan Kirkland from Northland Select with a 244. Katie Ventinen, Northland Select, with a 243. Lori Kirkland from Northland Select with a 232. Carla Wigan Mendenhall from Saturday Night Fever, 225. We had two lady bowlers this week that had games of 222. Stacy Barnes from Sunshine and Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight. Tammy Newberry from Northland Select had a game of 215. Finishing up our top 10 this week, Skylar Beverwhite from Starlight, 213. It's been a few weeks since we've gone over the high games for the season, so let's take a look at that. Jordan Kirkland in our city tournament had a perfect 300 game. Lori Kirkland from Sunshine, her highest game is 280. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine, 279. Jennifer Surfeld-Thomas from Starlight, her highest game is 277. Courtney Garverlink from Northland Select, also with a 277. Cindy Heckman from Sunshine, 268. Chelsea Bosher, Northland Select, 265. Also Bobby Joe Bursma from Sunshine with a 265. And Rachel Handwerk from Saturday Night Fever, 265. Finishing up the top 10 scores, Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine with a 258. Taking a look at the high series for week number 24, Katie Ventinen from Northland Select with a 698. Dawn Chamberlain, Thursday Night Misfit, 695. Courtney Garverlink, Northland Select with a 673. Lori Kirkland from Northland Select, 648. Jordan Kirkland, also from Northland Select, with a 622. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 606. Skylar Beverwhite, Starlight, 580. Carla Stowe from Starlight, 571. Rachel Handwerk from Saturday Night Fever, 563. Finishing up our top 10 this week, Cindy Heckman from Saturday Night Fever with a 551. Looking at our season highs for the ladies, Jennifer Surveil-Thomas from Starlight with a 729. Lori Kirkland just three pins behind from Sunshine League with 726. Rachel Handwerk, Sunshine, 709. Kim Smith, Northland Select with 705. Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine with a 698. Also bowling a 698 this season was Katie Ventinen from Northland Select. Dawn Chamberlain, Thursday Night Misfits with a 695. Robin Branson from Sunshine, 690. Kaylee Pardue from West Ottawa, 683. And Bobby Joe Bursma finishing up the high series for the season for the ladies with a score of 681. And Bobby Joe bowled that in the Sunshine League. In the men's high scores for the week, as I mentioned, we had our eighth 300 for the season, and it was bowled by Nick Walker. Nick was subbing in the Northland Select League a week and a half ago, and he bowled a perfect 300, so congratulations, Nick Walker. Bobby Zuverink from Saturday Night Fever, 289. Steve Petrie, Tri-City, 279. Chris Brummels, Tri-City, 278. Todd Dahlman from West Ottawa, 276. Phil Remelts from Rich Dahlman Memorial League with a 275. John Martinez from West Ottawa with a 268. Richard Lambert from Lake Effect League with a 267. Jeff Ball from Tri-City, 259. Also with a 259 was Ryan Garvelink from Northland Select. In the high games for the season, we have eight bowlers with 300s, Connor Brookhouse, Zach Baum, Ward Grigsby, Robert Allen, Todd Grams, Matt Fortney, Ronnie Snoke, and we added this week Nick Walker. We had two bowlers with 299s, Ben Fellows from the Suburban League and Scott J. Smith from Tri-City. In the high series for the week, along with his 300 game, Nick Walker had a series of 785. Jeff Ball from Northland Select with 753. Ronnie Snoke, Tri-City, 737. Todd Dahlman from West Ottawa, 731. Mark DeKleyen from Saturday Night Fever, 720. Scott J. Smith, Tri-City, 712. Bob Zubarink from Saturday Night Fever, 710. Chris Brummels from Tri-City with 708. Tim Woodwike from West Ottawa, 690. And Ryan James from Tri-City with a 689. High series for the season. Scott Smith has actually three 800 series, 866, which was his career high. He also has an 826 and an 815. Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers also has three 800s for the season, 854, 825, and an even 800. Ward Grigsby with an 824. Also, Chris Brummels in our city tournament had 824. Tim McKessie from Northland Select with 794. Bob Zivrink from Tri-City, 789. Also, Brian Morin from Saturday Night Fever with 789. Nick Walker, we added this week from Northland Select with a 785. Eric Moore from Larry Montague Memorial League was 776, and Mike Pachaki from Tri-City also with a 776. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 24. Talk to you again next week, Monday.